The BBC presents My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the team.
Thank you. Another edition of My Music. Once again, it's my pleasure to introduce to you the pantological Mr. David Franklin, his partner, the fastidiate, Frank Muir, opposing them, the molinistic Ian Wallace, and the excondescent Dennis Norton.
You've been reading.
Round the first. Composer and title, please, and you'll find that the composer's name begins with the letter E. We begin with David Franklin.
Lady of Spain.
Thank you. By?
Well, it can't be by Edward Elgar. E for Ernest Tomlinson. E
no,
for
no,
Edward German. Both of those are non-starters. I'm not putting them forward.
No. Surname. It's the surname.
Edwards.
No.
Evans. Oh, I remember. It's Pilchard Evans.
There's something a little fishy about the name, but it's Tolchard.
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 Thank you. Yes, he wrote Lady of Spain, his greatest hit, I think. 2 marks to David Franklin. Dennis, here's one for you. Again, the composer's name begins with an E, and disregard any name you may have heard in the last couple of minutes. Tune, rather sentimental, and an early work by, do you know?
By, well, purely on the clue that you transmitted, I got to Elgar, which was then substantiated by Ian during the course of the melody, and he said something morning, or morning something. And I can only think of morning glory, morning becomes Electra.
Morning. I can't really give this to you because unless you're thinking of Salut d'Amorning, because Salut d'Amour. Anyway, 1 mark for Sir Edward Elgar. Ian, your turn.
That is, I think if that had gone on, we might possibly have heard Georges Guettari singing in his inimitable way. And that means the composer is Vivian Ellis, and it comes from Bless the Bride.
Yes. You must have seen
it. Bella Margarita.
Yes, Ma Bella Margarita. Yes, you're right there. But 2 marks, and I think that's real talent to write an introduction that everybody can recognize before the tune even starts. Frank Muir, one for you. Voice you hear will be the voice of Frank Muir.
This is a tone poem evoking what happened when the cow swallowed the bottle of ink.
Yeah. Yes.
Mood indigo. Duke Ellington.
Yes, that's right. Duke Ellington's Mood Indigo. There's 2 marks for you. End of the first round. We move on to the next round. General musical knowledge. This will sort you out. David, whose music accompanied John Mills to the Antarctic, and which symphony did it become?
I guess that it was Vaughan Williams.
That's right, for
a
mark.
And it was therefore his Symphony Antarctica.
For the other mark, based on music written originally for Scott of the Antarctic, the 1949 film. 2 marks. Dennis, what is a precentor?
Well, I would say it's something to do with teaching.
No. Ian.
I'm not very helpful here, but the sort of feeling is in a choir, this might be the chap who would sing the theme solo and then the rest of them would join in.
Yeah. Yes, I think I must give you that for 2 marks. I've got here the actual words. Anglican cleric in charge of vocal music to whom organist is technically subordinate. One who, in the absence of an organ, starts off the hymns and leads the singing. Ian, Alphonse Daudet wrote the play. Bizet, the incidental music, which he turned into 2 orchestral suites. What is the name and what does the word mean?
Well, the play was La Lesienne.
Yes, that's 1 mark and what does it mean?
Good gracious.
At least for the female. Female.
Arles.
Female citizen of Arles.
Of Arles,
yes. Nicely, the girl.
A town in France.
Yes, on the Rhone. Yes, the girl from Arles, and you have 2 marks. Frank.
Not Arles, Yorkshire.
Frank, as a child, he was praised by monarchs. He played with Marie Antoinette, met the great men of his age, and yet his patron called him a vile wretch and a low fellow and made him eat with the servants. Who was the musician and who was his patron?
The only 2 child prodigies I know are Julie Andrews and Mozart.
Well, it's one of those.
It's one of those. Question is which?
Would you like to give you a hint?
I think I'll come down fairly heavily on the side of the boy Mozart.
That's for 1 mark. Who was his patron for the other?
Sounds more like his agent, doesn't it?
Come on. Whisper.
You don't make it look obvious. Please humiliate me.
His patron in Vienna was the Archbishop of Salzburg.
Was he?
Yes.
Apparently he was undergoing a dose of Salzburg here. his patron was the Archbishop of Salzburg.
Salzburg, there's your other mark. Thank you, yes. We move on now to the next round, and it's this time the subject is ranks in the army, if you can believe that. A mark if you can name the rank. David Franklin.
Don't forget to wake me in the morning and bring me round a nice hot cup of tea.
Sergeant Major.
Sergeant Major, it's right, for a mark, yes.
And Mother. Mother is a rank.
It's all right.
Probably the loveliest rank in the world.
Well, that's Sergeant Major, yes. David Franklin, 1 mark. The rank, please. Dennis Norton.
Major galloping.
Yes, Major galloping, yes. Hey, bother, we're clear the way. Here comes the galloping major. You're right for a mark. Ian, in your case, please, the highest rank mentioned.
Not only a general, but it's a great big general, yes, as far as I remember.
Yes, they're bigger than the ordinary kind. That's right.
Shades of Cicely Courtnage.
Yes, a mark for general. And, Frank, again, please, the highest rank mentioned.
There's many a airman just finished his time, and many a twerk signing on.
Bless them all, bless them all. Long and long. Bless them. Sergeants.
And
W-O-1s.
You have
off the first
Frank.
Class. Bless all the corporals and their...
Yes.
You've got a mark for your first class, your warrant officer first class. This round is about musical instruments, mainly instruments from the misty past. David, what is a clavier, and who disliked bad-tempered ones?
Clavier is a keyboard instrument, and it was J.S. Bach who disliked the bad-tempered clavier, because he wrote a series of pieces for the well-tempered clavier.
Thank you for 2 marks. Dennis. To you, I issue a clarion call and ask what was or is a clarion.
My association with the word clarion is that in sort of B-picture films where they daren't mention the name of any national newspaper, the reporter always says, I'm from the clarion.
That's true, yes.
It was some kind of call. It must have been some kind of bugle, I should think. It was always a clarion call to battle.
Yes, that's right, an old form of trumpet or bugle. Your reporter always rings in at some time in the film to the clarion and says, hold the front page.
Yeah.
Too. Always hold the
front page. City desk.
Want to get me fish off it.
I thought they'd put in an amusing comment. Cheer the thing up.
Ian, who first played a lyre and how? When I say who, I mean which race of people? A lyre.
The Assyrians.
Thank you very much, yes. They played the lyre. You have a mark for that. How do you play the lyre? By?
Well, you pluck it. I mean, stringed instrument.
Not so, actually.
Not so.
No, half a mark, I think, 1.5 out of 2. You strum it with a plectrum with the right hand while stopping the strings with the left. So you really don't pluck it, you strum it. That's essentially the difference.
Do you know the Afghanistan word for guitar is rhubarb?
I just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, it really is. Hence, guitar and custard, which is the national...
My dog told me.
Frank, it's your turn now. What is a flageolet, or a flageolet, if you prefer, and where on the menu do you find it? Sorry about that.
The bean.
Yes.
The shape of a kidney.
Do you find it in the vegetables, yes. And what
it's
is...
old French, the word. It originally came from 13th century, when there was a strange religious sect which used to beat each other over the head with jugs of hot milk. The flageolet. Apart from that, it looks like a large recorder with a bulge in the near the top.
Couldn't be better. A six-hole instrument of the recorder type. Although I prefer your French origin story, actually. 2 marks, thank you. Here are some new dances. Well, they were new at the time, anyway. Which were introduced by one Frederick Austerlitz, otherwise known, Dennis, as...
Fred Astaire.
Fred Astaire, yes. So 3 marks here for the name of the dance, the film in which it was introduced, and the name of Fred Astaire's dancing partner in that film. David Franklin. You know this without
help. It's the Continental, yes.
Yes.
Gay divorce.
Yes.
And his dance partner was Ginger Roberts. Ginger Rogers.
Ginger Roberts.
I knew her name, but I was so excited about getting a question about films that I could answer.
Yes. Anyway, there's 3 marks. And Dennis, a rather difficult one, but I think you might get it because you're something of an expert on film. So here's yours. That's one the audience won't tell you for a start.
It's a Johnny Mercer tune.
Yes, that's right.
Well, then it's got a terribly difficult title, like Blueface or something
like
that.
You're nearly there, yes.
Like that. It comes from Daddy Long Legs.
Yes, that's a mark. Dancing partner?
Leslie Caron.
Yes, another mark. And the title?
It's something like, it's one of those names they used to give to, it was a college scene, they were all college kids dancing, right. It was sort of the wiggle, blue face wiggle.
I must give you it, just for interest, does anybody in the audience know the name of it? Slewfoot, thank you, madam, yes, that's what you meant, Dennis, wasn't it? I'm going to give you that, 3 marks, Slewfoot, Daddy Long Legs. We'd rather run out of dancing partners here, so Ian, in your case, the name of the dance, the name of the film, and the name, please, of the composer. Discordant version.
Piccolino.
Yes.
And it was Top Hat.
Yep.
And it wasn't Irving Berlin.
Yes, Irving Berlin. There's your third mark. Frank, again, please, the dance, the film, and the composer.
Carioca.
I helped you a bit past. Yes, the Carioca. The film?
It was Flying Down to Rio.
And the composer, please.
The composer surely was...
Ooh.
Cole Porter.
No.
No, well, I say Cole Porter. I mean...
Let's see how alert you were.
That's right, yes. Give or take 100.
Jerome...
No.
I don't know.
With our alphabetical composer, we shall get to him quite late in the series. Vincent Humans. I think 2 out of 3. Opera. opera or perhaps operetta. Just 2 marks for the name of the work, David.
Chewing boy.
Carmen, Act Three.
Yeah. With a sort of a game, yes?
Yes.
A card game.
They're
yes.
playing cards. Well, they're not playing cards. They're telling fortunes by means of cards.
Yes.
And it's all very ominous.
2 marks for Carmen for David Franklin. Dennis, again, please, the name of the work.
Girls, for me to love and kiss and to
I know it's Le Har because I've got a record of Anthony Newley singing it.
Does that follow necessarily?
No, but it's written on the record.
Oh, I see.
I phrased that wrong.
It's the best way of finding out, I always think.
But it doesn't say on the record what the name of the work is. So Newley lets one down again.
Doesn't he even give the violinist after whom it was named, does he?
Paganini. Paganini. Mr. Paganini.
All right, shall we give you that one, I think? Shall we give that one, audience?
Yes.
2 marks, Paganini. Ian, yours is rather brief. Here it is. Now, I think, in fairness, we might perhaps give you a little bit more, shall
no,
we?
I don't need any more.
Really? No, take your point.
And I'll tell you why I don't need any more, because the sound of that voice is unmistakable. And it is the voice of David Franklin.
It is, actually, yes.
There you are. I knew it was, because by a happy chance, I have that recording at home. That's why I'm so sure about this.
That's where that fourpence came from.
It is unmistakable that many people have essayed this role of the commendatore in Don Giovanni, but nobody provides this particular moment in quite the way that David Franklin does. It is the moment when Don Giovanni has gone into a cemetery. There is a statue of the man whom he has killed in the very first scene, and out of bravado he asks the statue to come to supper. And the statue replies, yes, or see. And one of the great operatic experiences of this century was to see David Franklin dressed as a statue, embellished by this wonderful costume. But in this particular situation at Glyndebourne, you paid heavily there to have your blood chilled, but by Jove, you had it.
You
may
remember
I just
playing,
say that for the 2 seconds in which I sang that note, I was, for a brief but ecstatic moment, the highest-paid singer in the world. Because when we recorded that in 1936 at Glyndebourne, we played a flat rate of £4 a side. Don Giovanni sang on 25 sides and got £100 for 4 mornings' work. I sang on 4 sides in 1 morning, and I got a check for £20. And I couldn't make out why I'd got £20 for 4 sides. Then I suddenly realised this one word, see, was on one side in the middle of a duet. And for that one note, I got £4. Not even Gigli was paid at £4 a note. My trouble was I didn't keep it up long enough.
Anyway, there's 2 marks. Frank, which opera or operetta, please, does this come from?
When I was a lad, I served a term as office boy to an attorney's firm. I cleaned the windows and I swept the floor, and I polished up the handle of the big front door.
Let me clear that I was not singing. It's Mr. Sullivan's work, with music by Mr. With words by Mr. Gilbert.
And Sir Gilbert and Sir Sullivan.
Not them.
Oh.
me.
I don't know whether I'm right, but neither does he. It's Gilbert and Sullivan's HMS Pinafore.
Pinafore for 2 marks, yes. Well, now we do get some singing. It's the old keyboard firm of Daly and Chin, and they start off a well-known song, and you finish it, please, for 3 marks. We begin with David Franklin.
There's a quaint little pot by the sea.
Pot.
There's a little green gate. By the lettuce I'll wait. When two eyes of blue come smiling through at me.
I think that quaint little pot by the sea was left there by a Jerry. I don't know. Anyway, I have a cot by the sea. C-O-T. Anyway, you get 3 marks, David. And we have a song for Dennis Norden.
The sun shines east. The sun shines west. Oh, I know.
Oh, you put me on. Frank was mucking about.
Get an indirect free kick.
Yeah. I knew a soprano who got £4 for saying yes. Do you want any more of that? By the famed... Was that the right bit, Akimin?
Oh, it was lovely, yes. Just
where the sun
for your third mark, tell me what your heartstrings were tangled around, will you?
My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama.
Three marks!
Right, stop.
Must stop him. Must stop him. And some proper singing from Ian Wallace.
Mother of the free, well, this is very low. How shall we extol thee, who are born of thee?
2, 3, 4.
Wider still and wider shall thy bounds be set. God who made thee mine.
Anything Frank can do after that is declare war.
Let's see what he does with this, Frank.
Tell all the people together. Should last forever.
And that ends my music for this week. I'm very sorry to have to say it's a victory by 1.5 marks for David and Frank North. Good night.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.